failure on the part of government to release a subsidiary loan of $1.8 million from China to carve Cocoa International caused the state to lose more than $4 million in 2008. The loan was to be given to Calf Cocoa International, a joint venture company between Caridem and a Chinese company, to set up a cocoa processing factory. Briefing the Judgment Debt Commission in Accra yesterday, a private legal practitioner, Tony Letha, who represented the company in court, said building of the factory started in 2000 and completed in 2003. We bring you Ernest Obinyanim's report. A private legal practitioner, Tony Letha, appeared before the commission in respect of a loan agreement between Ghana and China, which was to be given to Calf Cocoa International to process cocoa for export. He said several letters were written to the Ministry of Finance to release the loan for the project, but the company was asked to liaise with Ghana Cocoa Marketing Company to purchase the cocoa beans.
Now, that loan was for a sum of $8,750,000, which was supposed to be part of the complete funding required to set up the factory and start processing. The difference between $8,750,000 and the $10 million was supposed to be paid by Caribbean, which in fact it did. The investment started before 2000, and by 2003, the factory had virtually been completed in terms of the construction, and the final tranche of that facility was to be working capital. Now, from that working capital, Calf Cocoa was supposed to be paying for advertisements, buy cocoa beans, do trial tests, and essentially get the company ready for operation. Now, that was when the problem started.
How much? Was just the working capital.
The working capital was in the sum of, the undisbursed sum was $2,601,907.13. Now, like I said, that was when the problem started. Somehow, there was some reluctance on the part of Ministry of Finance to disperse the said amount. Meetings had been held. In the end, the ministry suggested that it would not pay, and this is contrary to the agreement, it would not pay the amount directly to Calf Cocoa, and that Calf Cocoa should enter into a sales agreement with Cocoa Board for the purchase of cocoa beans.
Mr. Letha said when it became evident that the money would not be released, it went to court in 2005 and had judgment in 2008. In 2009, the company was paid a judgment debt of more than $4 million. Ernest Obinyanim's report.